This is episode 82. It's called Summer Hiatus Alert. And I can't believe this happened.
Well, hello, everybody. We're at episode, what was it again?
Episode 82.
82, and it is our last episode before we go on summer hiatus.
Yeah.
And do you want to tell everybody what your plans are for the summer? They're very exciting.
So, I have theater for the summer, and I go to work.
Now, is that new? Did you always have cheer practice in the summer, or is that a new thing?
So that's a new thing.
Okay, and that's because your team is gearing up to go to Worlds.
Yeah.
This is big time.
Yeah.
So you've got extra practices, okay, and you have a job.
Yes, I do.
Which is amazing, and so you should, because you're a young adult, and lots of young adults have jobs. And can you tell everybody where you're working this summer?
At retirement home.
At a retirement home.
Because so old people live there.
Old people do live there, and you help do things like, what are some of the tasks that you do at the retirement home? Like tasks means like little jobs. Like what are a couple of the things that you are in charge of? Did you forget? Well, remember you were telling me that you were watering the plants?
Mm-hmm.
And you were setting the?
The decorations.
Putting decorations out, and were you setting the table?
Yeah.
Plates on the table.
Yes.
And just so everybody knows, Avery is working at a retirement home in partnership with an organization called Community Living, which is an organization in our area that helps support young adults living with intellectual disabilities.
Yeah. And then I have a partner.
You have a partner who's also in the program. And it's to help teach you work skills and employment skills so that when you're a little bit older, you can go out and get a big time awesome job.
Yeah.
We are going to talk more about that at the end of the summer. When are we coming back for our first episode after our break?
September the 7th.
Okay, so on September 7th, why don't we come back and you can tell everybody a little bit about your experience working at the retirement home. You have a paid cat sitting job this summer, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Let's just jump right into episode 82 then. Without further ado, it's 82. See, this is why we need a hiatus.
Hey everyone, it's a very bright life.
It sure is. Your life is so bright.
I gotta wear shades.
We are so happy that you're here with us.
Let's do this thing.
Oh, I am sweating my cojones off. I'm recording this episode in my office. And usually I have the fan on in here, but I can't because it's too loud. So I'm just going to sit here and kvitz in my own liquids. My husband is currently making dinner. So if you hear sizzling in the background, that's what's happening. I'm not going to complain because if I make any sudden movements, he might stop. So we don't want that. Avery has gone outside to play with the neighbors, which is wonderful. Like, is there anything better than summer and listening to kids outside playing and the sound of lawnmowers mowing and all the summer sounds? It's really great. Well, the summer sounds are great unless you're trying to record a podcast and then it's annoying. But anyway, it's all good for now. If you are new here, my name is Lisa. I am Avery's mom. Avery is our awesome, kind, very thoughtful, very friendly, Avery. Get it? Very, very Avery. Oh, tired. She is turning 17 next month and she is hitting milestones like left, right, and center. And it's a wonderful thing to witness. On our podcast, which we started 2 years ago, we, mostly me, talk about living a disabled life and being involved in all kinds of life skills and life skill development. And, and mostly it's from a parent's perspective, this parent. And we always check in with Avery to see what she would like to add. And we are on Instagram posting photos and videos of our life. And also we are now on Threads. Are you on Threads yet? I don't know how I feel about it. My friend said, Lisa, you have to join Threads. And I'm like, what is that? The new Poshmark? Like, you know, where they sell secondhand clothes? I didn't know. Anyway, apparently it's the new Twitter. So we are on Threads. And I think that that would be a great place to have some open conversations about disabled life and being a disability parent and an advocate and just stuff like that. Anywho, I don't know. What else? Oh, so if you listened to the last episode, episode 81, we were talking about, I don't know, I can't remember. It was a while ago. I'm behind. But I did say that this episode would be about something emotional and troubling and difficult. And then I was like, what the hell, Lisa? Nobody wants to go into the summer with such a summer bummer. So I'm going to save that episode. And everyone's fine. It's just like an emotional thing. It's a kick to my mom heart, you know? So I'm going to save that for the fall. And that's really enticing to come back. Instead, I thought we would talk about something uplifting. And it's this. If you listen to episode 80, that was called Data Discrimination, where I was all up in arms about Canadian cell plans and services and how there aren't any disability discounts. And I was like, this is not cool. So I raised a stink, threw it out there into the webosphere, and guess what? Something came back and it was a good thing. And I heard from Rogers, which is one of our big carriers. I didn't hear from Bell, so that's not so good. But I did hear from TELUS, who is our internet and cell provider, and I could not be more impressed and more just floored, to be honest. So TELUS does offer a disability discount, but it was only applicable to those with hearing or visual disabilities. If you had a cognitive, intellectual, developmental disability, you were out of luck. And they listened to our podcast and they read our LinkedIn post about it. And you know what? I can't even believe it. Like Avery said, I can't believe this happened. They changed their policy. They updated their website. And I'm going to go to it right now. Hold the phone. No pun intended. So if you now go to the TELUS.com website and you click on accessibility /accessible services and you scroll down about halfway, it says accessible rate plans. TELUS offers flexible and discounted home and mobile phone rate plans designed for people with various accessibility needs. Various. Then it says discounted mobile phone rates. Okay, plans. It says TELUS offers a $20 monthly discount on TELUS consumer smartphone plans. If you are a customer with a disability, you may be eligible for a discounted mobile service plan. Participants in our Tech for Good program may also be eligible for this discount. I am so pleased. This is an example of when a consumer has a complaint or a suggestment in this case, and the big company, the big corporation listens and then makes that change happen. I was speaking to this lady from TELUS. She called to just kind of go over the information with me, and I was really choked up. I cried a little bit because I was like, wow, I feel like such a little person sometimes. And I feel like, what can I do? I'm just one person. I'm just a mom, you know? And then this happens. And then I was like, fucking A. Hallelujah. Anyway, so I asked her to explain a bit more, like, how does this work? So if you have a child with an intellectual disability or any disability, or if you are disabled yourself, you can just basically go into a TELUS store, or you can call TELUS support representatives, and you just have to simply say, I am a customer. I have a disability and you do not have to disclose what your disability is, and they're not allowed to ask you what it is. You do not have to prove that you are disabled. You do not have to send them a doctor's note. You don't have to send them your ODSP number, anything like that. With Rogers, you do need to submit proof, but they're doing, and well, for now anyway, unless people wreck it, you are using the honor system and they will adjust your phone plan accordingly. So you will save $20 a month on your plan, and hopefully that will help make or take some of the burden off, the financial burden off. It's only $20, but you know what? It's better than nothing, and I will take it. And one suggestion is we have all of our cell phones on the same TELUS family plan. So mine, my husband's, my son's, and now Avery's. And if you have, I think it's three family members, I think maybe, you are then eligible for a $15 per line discount. So I think our plan was $85 a month each, which still stings a little bit, but it is what it is. And because we have the family discount, we all get $15 each. That brings it down to $60 a month each. And then Avery now gets the additional $20 off. So that's $40 a month for her. So it's a bit more in the realm of doability, you know? So yeah, I feel like if I wasn't with TELUS at this point, I would definitely be migrating over. And no, this isn't sponsored and they didn't give me anything to say this. I just feel grateful that for once, a big corporation saw the error in their ways. They admitted it, they took full responsibility, and they corrected their mistake. So going forward, I feel like this is a company that I can get behind. And then if you take a little look around their website, you'll see all of these initiatives. They have, well, let me go back to the website again because I can't remember by my own brain. I have to read stuff. Yeah, they have all of these other benefits that you can apply to your accessibility needs. They have training. They work in partnership, I think, with who? I can't remember. I can't find it now. They work with an organization to help with training. So it's somewhere. And they have, you know, alternative document formats. So you can get your bill in Braille or large print, which I could use. And they have, I don't know, their hearts are in the right place, I think. I really do. As much as your hearts can be in the right place if you're a giant corporation. Anyway, I just wanted to end this season with something super positive, and I don't think it can get more positive than this. Change, right? TELUS for good. Who knew? Okay, so that's it for us today. We are going to spend the summer poolside. We're going to some cottages. We're doing some traveling. Avery's working. I don't know why I'm speaking like that. It's what I do in the summer. It's my summer voice. So maybe I'll see you over on Threads. We can thread some stitches together or whatever they're saying. I don't have a high thread count, so if you want to come follow us there, that'd be great. And I'll follow you back. And that's pretty much it. So I'm going to end with have a safe and happy summer. And we're really looking forward to the fall, September 7th. We'll be back. And we have some guests lined up. God help us all. Help them because, you know, technology. And we have two sponsored posts, or not posts, episodes, which is great. And yeah, that's all I have for you. So have a great summer, and we will see you back here in the fall.
What do cats like to eat in the summer? Mice cream.
Thanks for listening.
Your support means so much to us. So thank you for sharing the podcast and for cheering us on. It is amazing to see this bright, beautiful community growing in this way. If you have a question, an episode suggestion, or you just want to say hello, we would love to hear from you. So reach out on Instagram or send us an email. Or you can show off your techie prowess by leaving us an audio message by clicking the message button on the Spotify for Podcasters homepage. That link is in the show notes and on the podcast page on the A Very Bright Life website. If you liked what you heard today, please consider leaving us a review. More positive comments and 5-star reviews nudge the algorithm to deliver this content to more ears. Thanks for listening, and we'll chat with you again soon.